If only it was so simple. Oh, only one and the boot and the billy that lono. One and the boot and the billy that lono. One and the boot and the billy that lono. One and the boot and the billy that lono. Only one and the boot and the billy that lono. Only one and the boot and the billy that lono. Only one at the door, up the inner door. Only one at the door, up the inner door.
Listeners, you're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
Well, normally I'm Mamuda, and, well, not normally Mamuda, but sometimes Mamuda, Moshi, Ingrid, and Gina are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading or writing. All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nobody else is here today except for me and Emily.
I think they're scared of the weather.
Ah!
Or someone that decides whether or not they can leave the house might be scared of the weather.
We're all gonna die.
Antonia is very brave.
I'm brave.
She's been all over town today.
Yes, yes, I have.
Yay. But we want to, in case they're listening, say hello to all those fine folks, plus Maddie and Quinn.
Hi.
And also we'll wish Ingrid a happy
belated
birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, and she turned 13.
She's old.
She's old now.
She's a teenager.
So you're the baby now.
A.
You're not a baby. You're the baby. That's different.
Yay. Wow. Happy birthday, Ingrid.
Yay.
Yeah. And you had an awesome cake, even if it wasn't a cake. Still.
How was the cake not a cake?
Well, it was a bowl of whipped cream with Oreos in it and gummy worms on top. And it was yummy. And it had candles in it.
I'm not sure what I think about it. I like all the individual pieces, but
together?
I don't know about a bowl of whipped cream.
Yeah.
But you say it was good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll trust you. But we're going to do something a little different today because Antonia just started a new book and she doesn't want to talk about it until she's
finished
with it. Do you want to say the name of it? Because it's got a cool name.
It's called The True Meaning of Smeck Day.
Do you know what Smeck Day is yet?
Sort of. But not exactly, so I don't want to say until I'm positive.
Okay. So instead,
yes,
you're going to talk about another book.
A book?
A book in progress.
That I am writing.
Yay.
Yay. And have been for a very long time. And haven't worked on it in a very long time. But got some good ideas from my friend.
Do you have a working title for your book?
Not really. But I tend to find good names for books and then start writing them. But this one, I just had an idea and not a name.
Mm-hmm.
So it was horrible. And I started it this summer.
The book?
Yes.
On your typewriter? Is this the typewriter book?
No.
Different book.
I am writing it by hand. And my wrist always starts to hurt when I write for a long time, so it's very hard.
Mm. How long do you usually write for at a time?
Until I run out of ideas.
Or your hand gets too hurt.
Or I have to, you know, do chores, like scrub the toilet or something.
Oh, sounds fun.
Yeah. Anyway, this book is The Nameless Book by Antonia Bellows. And it is about a girl. His name is Anya, and she was really ugly when she was born, and she had curly black hair, and yeah, and her family was very poor, and then when she had a brother named Daniel who was like 12 when she was born, but then her parents were murdered when she was like 3 or 4.
Ooh.
But since she didn't really have very much relationship with them because her dad was always at work and her mom was always really busy, she's like, oh, that's too bad. Okay, whatever. And
plus then, she's 3.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's probably hard to process that at 3.
Yes. And then her brother gets sent off to like a different foster home and then she goes to. And the one she goes to is a really rich family. And it moves sort of fast, so, like, by the 4th chapter, she's already 13.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, like, she develops all these phobias that she's, like, stuff that she's scared of. Well, there's really only 3, but, because she has these flashbacks where she, like, faints and then hallucinates, like, about all these things. So the first one is that she has, what's the first one? Oh, yeah. She's agoraphobic, and so she's afraid of going outside. And that happens, like, right when she first moves to the new foster home. She is, like, her mom-ish sort of thing is, like, showing her around to the, like, rooms that she can go in and can't go in since it's really big. And then she's like, and over here is the courtyard. And they're about to go outside, and then Anya faints. And then she has, like, these visions, and then she doesn't want to go outside anymore. And then, so she can never go outside. And then her next one is, she's claustrophobic. So she's supposed to go and get something from this little, like, crawl space under the house for her mom, whose name is Mrs. Fonflex. And so she's off to get it. But then she fainted. She's like, oh, I'm going to have a flashback again. And I'm not even planning on going outside. But then it's about, like, something else that makes her be scared to go in little spaces. And then when she turns, like, 13, she's going into room 13 because she's never been in it before.
And when you turn 13, it's a really good time to try out.
Yeah.
We're in 13, right?
Yeah, it is, exactly.
You'll know when you turn 13.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, la, 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 yay. But then she's like, oh, darn, I'm gonna faint. And then she faints. Huh. And then she finds out that she has triskaidekaphobia.
What's that?
It's the fear of the number 13.
Oh, is that a real phobia?
Yeah, it is.
Do you think they have one for every number?
I don't know. But it seems like 13 tends to be a scary number. Like,
yeah, because of, like,
people.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
And it is, like, I looked up a list of phobias online. Some of them were just kind of weird, like the fear of shoelaces or something.
My favorite is the fear of having peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth. That's a real phobia.
It's so funny.
I read it in the book of phobias.
Phobias are cool.
They're interesting.
But, like, I wouldn't want to have one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And then she just said she doesn't like the number 13 anymore. And so then she gets all these tutors, and her mom is, like, really worried for her health. She's like, you faint all the time, and you refuse to go outside or do anything with them, or 13, or go in little spaces, and I'm worried for your health. And so then she gets all these doctors, and none of them know what is going on with her. I have a cough. Yeah.
That's true.
And then one of them, well, so there's, like, billions of doctors, except for Dr. 13. Anya's angry at that one, and so she doesn't let him do anything. But then when they move on to Dr. 14, then it's okay. And then...
Like, the doctor has a number?
Well, like, the first doctor, the second okay. doctor.
So they get up to the 13th yeah. doctor, and she's like, no.
Yeah, you exactly.
can't do it. Okay.
And then with the 14th doctor, or some other large number doctor... Then they know what it is. And see, in these flashbacks that she has, they're flashbacks from, like, her past life. And I can give spoilers because you're never going to read it unless it gets published. And if it does, well, then...
You can read it again.
Yes, exactly. And so they're flashbacks, like, from her past life or her past lives. And she imagines things, and there's always, like, the same guy in them all. And then this one doctor that she meets is the guy from all her flashbacks. Well, and he's a very scary person. Well, not really. He's, like, her age. And she's like, oh, you're cute. And then she's like, wait a minute. And then that it's, like, when she's with him, then all her fears go away. Except for that they're at the same time, even though they're away, they're still, like... Like, because she fears him because he murders her all the time.
In the flashbacks?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. And then, yeah. But he knows what it is, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is from your past lives. I'm a vampire, and I eat you all the time. But then you, like, come back alive again, so, yeah. And she's like, oh, my God. And he's like, but now... I'm not going to eat you. I'm going to turn you into a vampire. Yay. And then she's like, but I don't want to be a vampire. No. And I actually haven't written this part yet, but I thought of it. Well, my friend sort of thought of it. So thanks, Mariana. But, yeah. And then stuff happens.
So how old is she by the time she meets this guy in the current life?
15.
Okay. So she's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. And the flashbacks, the sort of things there, like, one of them, the guy is actually in wolf form in one of her flashbacks. So, really, the guy is, like, a werewolf vampire thing.
Hmm.
Both of them, because in one time, it's a really long time ago in one of her flashbacks, and she's, like, getting water, and then this big wolf comes and eats her. But then...
That's scary.
Yeah. And then the other one's, like... When she finds out she has a fear of small spaces, she's in, like, this room, and it's a, like, really tiny box, and then one of the walls is burning, and it's, like, getting closer and closer and closer, and then it just goes out, and then the guy is standing there, like, hello, and it's scary, and then she dies. Well, then she wakes up, but, yeah.
So have you decided if it's going to have a happy ending, or a scary ending, or a cliffhanger of an ending, or... What kind of ending is it going to have? Or do you not think, know?
I don't know. But I think it's going to have a happy, scary ending.
Happy and scary.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, like, on the second to last page, it's going to be really scary. But then on the last page, she's going to get married and live happily ever after to her 3-times-removed murderer. Yay. Isn't that great? It's wonderful.
So is the character, do you think to the reader, the character will be, the male character, will be likable or not? Because I know it sounds like the character has mixed feelings, but in the end likes this guy.
Yeah.
But will the reader also like the guy, do you think?
Well.
Do you like the guy?
Too? Yeah, I like him. But I think he doesn't have a name yet. I think the like it because I think there's gonna be like a reason why he has to kill her all these times, because and then like after he's killed her three times, like maybe I think he was like cursed, and so he has to kill the person that he loves most three times. Like since he's a vampire and he lives forever, he can kill that person three times, and then he can like marry them. So I think they'll feel bad for him because he was cursed. Yeah, but then his curse is lifted once he's killed her three times in her past lives.
I don't know how I'd feel about it if I found out like that my husband had killed me three times in past lives. He's like, but now I can love you forever.
And but she's like,
maybe she's more forgiving than me.
I don't know. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. She's
and what's her name again?
Anya.
Anya.
A-N-Y-A. I like that name. I like it too. Makes me happy. Actually, I think the guy's name is gonna be Drew.
Drew. That works.
Yeah. Then I don't know. Maybe not. We'll see.
And for your book, are you writing it like start to finish, or do you ever go back and work on parts again?
Well, I go back and correct the spelling.
It's important.
Sometimes, like I look back at it, and some parts of it don't make any sense because I write stuff like. And the into why that I have to change it because I wasn't paying attention. But mostly I keep it the same and just go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's really hard for me to write long stories because I always have them moving way too quickly. And so I'm going to try. I think I'll long things out once she meets the doctor guy, mm-hmm. if I can.
So is he a very young doctor?
He's like 18.
Oh, okay. So he started young.
Mm-hmm. And she's gonna, since he is, well, but really he's like 5,000 billion years old.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, he seems like he's 18. And then, so I think that once she's 18, then she will like marry him or something, but not until she's 18, because she wants to be the same age when she starts to live forever.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when did you start writing this, did you say?
Over the summer.
And how does it compare to other stories that you've tried to write?
Well.
Or written, sorry, not tried to write.
Well, I never end up finishing them, actually, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wrote one, actually, that I did finish a very long time ago, and it was also about a vampire, but I didn't like it very much, so I think this one's a lot better. Mm. And I like the storyline of it way better than the other ones, because, well, to me at least, it seems very thought out. But then the other ones, like, a lot of times I have a great idea for the very beginning of a book, and then I have no idea where it's going.
Mm.
But this one, I actually know where it's going, so. Yeah.
What is it about vampires that you like?
Because they can bite people.
You can bite people.
I know, but if I try to bite someone, people are like, ew, why are you biting that person? But if a vampire bites them, they're like, oh my god, I'm getting bitten by a vampire. I don't know. Also, I think that like they're pretty popular nowadays, so you like, yeah. Because then it's easy to write a good book about a vampire if there's a lot of bad books about a vampire. But then again, there's also good books about vampires.
What are your favorite ones about vampires?
Twilight.
You like Twilight?
But I don't like the Twilight vampire. It's funny, though. I sort of hate it when people are like, Twilight is unrealistic because real vampires don't sparkle in the sun. I'm like, real vampires? Really? So, I think that it's okay that they sparkle in the sunlight, because, I mean, it's not, like, real vampires,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, yeah.
And you also like the Heather Brewer vampire stories, right?
Oh, the Vladimir Todd. Vladimir Todd. Yeah, like Vlad. He's good looking. Well, at least his silhouette on the cover is good looking.
Yes.
What book did you bring, Emily?
I brought a very different book than the one that you just talked about. It's called Five Flavors of Dumb, and it's by Anthony John. And it is about an 18-year-old named Piper who got herself into a situation by fighting with a band, sort of, in that they've offered her the job of being their manager. And they're like, you can be our manager if you can get us a paying gig within a month. And so she takes this on and is going to try to get them a gig. And the one trick is that she's deaf. So she's being the manager for a rock band, but she has no idea what they sound like. She can get some hints from watching them perform as to the type of music. And like she knows what kind of cover songs they play, but she started losing her hearing when she was 6. So she doesn't really know that much about rock music and can't hear whether or not they're doing better and has to sort of guess by the way people are responding to them, how they are. And so that's the main sort of plot line, is about her working with this band and trying to get accepted as part of the group and get them to like work as a group, because they're a bit discombobulated. They're not really like a team. There are a bunch of individuals in a group. And then there's sort of a side storyline where her grandparents were also deaf, and they left a college fund for her to go to a deaf college. And her parents had decided to use that money instead of towards her college. They decided to use it to get her sister Grace, who was born deaf, a cochlear implant. So they took the money without asking. And so she's pretty upset about that. So it's also about her relationship with her parents. And she also has a brother named Finn, who the parents and the brother are not deaf. So it's just her and Grace. And now that Grace has the cochlear implant, she can hear some things. There's a little bit about sign language, and her mom's fluent in sign language, and her brother seems to be fluent as well. Her dad hasn't really put any effort into it, so she has sort of a strained relationship with him because of that.
What? My middle name is Grace, and I know somebody named Finn, and Finn is a cool name.
Yay. I do like the name Finn. I like the name Piper too.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite character?
I kind of like all the girls in the book, which I feel bad about. I like Finn a lot, too. And I like the band is basically made up of the lead singer, Josh, who's kind of an egomaniac, like show off and kind of a big jerk. So I don't like him at all. There's one guy who like never talks. He's just kind of silent. So it's possible that someday he would become a character that I would really care about, but I didn't in this one. Then there's one girl who's like pretty tough and angry a lot, and you'd like her because her hair is green.
Yeah.
But she seems pretty cool. It's just she gets off to a rough start because she's unhappy with the group dynamic, and she's not sure about this Piper thing. And
does the band speak sign language too?
No. Well, one person sort of does. The rest of the band, there's one other girl that gets brought in by the lead singer Josh because she's very pretty and he wants her to go out with him, so she gets brought onto the band by him. But she, while she's very pretty, she can't play music well, and she's trying really hard. And so I actually really liked her because she sort of has this image of being like this pretty popular girl, but she doesn't really identify with that, and kind of wants to be seen for who she is and be able to be herself. And she does try really hard, even though she's not a talented musician. She does put in a lot of effort. And then they bring on her friend Ed Chin, who she's in chess club with Piper. He like comes to the first rehearsal with her to kind of because she's like, you need to tell me what this band is like and what I need to do because I can't hear them. So he comes with her, and when he's trying to help them, you know, sort of get in rhythm, they realize that he should be their drummer. So he joins the band as the drummer, and he knows a little bit of sign.
Yay. So he can, like, translate for her?
He doesn't know enough to translate, but he's trying to pick up some because she's his friend. And
chess seems like a good game for a deaf person.
Yeah.
Because I watch people play chess sometimes, and they sit there silently and stare at the board for about an hour, and then move something, and then sit there silently staring at the board again for a very long time.
Well, it's interesting about her, too, is that there, even though she's deaf, she does hear something. She wears hearing aids, so she can hear some noise. She can also read lips really well, so people don't have to talk with her in sign. As long as they're talking to her face, she can read their lips. And because she was not born deaf, she had some language development until she started losing her hearing when she was six. So she's able to speak pretty clearly, so she can communicate pretty well with hearing folks, as well as she can communicate with deaf folks through sign language.
That's good.
So I thought it was an interesting depiction of somebody who is deaf, and it dealt with some various issues around that, including sign language and the cochlear implant.
It's got a cool cover.
It does have a really cool cover. That's actually how I first heard about this book, was another blogger who has a great blog called That Cover Girl, where she talks about young adult book covers. She's a graphic designer, and she had done a piece on this cover and talked to, like, the designer and the author about it. So that was how I first heard about this book, actually. It was based on the lovely cover.
Which it does have a very lovely cover. So I see you put some, like, green flags in the book. What are those?
Let's see if I can find it. I like to highlight some parts that I want to look back at. Some of them I couldn't read on the air because there's one part where she gets in a fight and there's some cursing. And that part gives too much away. Let's see. Oh, there's this one part where it just explains the name of the book, which is Five Flavors of Dumb. Dumb is the name of the band. And there's a part where she says, I watched Josh strutting, Ed practicing, Callie hiding, Will spacing, and Tosh gazing at Will, and realized that Baz was right. Baz is the, like, producer in the studio that's helping them record some tracks. This wasn't a group at all. There was no togetherness, no blending, just five separate flavors of an indigestible dish called dumb. Mm-hmm. So it's the five flavors of dumb, or the five.
Yes. So there's, like, since she's deaf, and, you know, a lot of times you read a book and it's like, Molly, mom called, or like, hello, said so-and-so. Does it have that, or is it just like...
I mean, she talks with the people because, you know, she's able to communicate with folks. So there is some of that. There was one part. I don't know if I can find it. We both laughed then. And when we stopped and there was nothing but silence, we laughed again. After so much chaos, so much noise, it was sublime. And I thought, when it does mention sound, it's, I don't know, I thought it was interesting. But, I don't know.
Yay.
I mean, I think maybe if it was a character that had, you know, full hearing, that for the studio scenes and the performance scenes, there'd be more descriptions of the sound of the music, but instead it's more of a visual. Mm-hmm. Like when the part where she's describing the different characters, she's talking about what they're doing rather than how they sound. So I think that was the main thing I noticed.
That's cool.
But we actually have to go.
Oh, my gosh.
We've talked too long.
Too long.
It's time for the afternoon show.
Yay.
You know that show?
Nope.
It's pretty awesome. I think you know it.
Well,
only after us every Monday.
I know. I know that they're in the afternoon.
That's true.
Yay.
And just like they'll be here next Monday at 4 o'clock.
We'll be here next Monday at 4 o'clock. And every Monday.
Yeah, but we'll be here earlier.
Yay.
3:30.
Yay.
So we talk about books.
Yay. So, bye. Yeah, people.
Have a great week. Stay safe.
Don't die.
Bye.